Kavanaugh's would-be assassin's mom cites son's transgenderism as reason for leniency in sentencing. By A.W.R. Hawkins on October 3, 2025. The mother of Brett Kavanaugh's would-be assassin is pointing to her son's transgenderism in an effort to secure leniency as sentencing begins today. Life News reported that the confessed would-be assassin, Nicholas Rosk, identifies as Sophie. The mom allegedly discovered the transgender issue through a hospital discharge paper she found in a suitcase. The name on the discharge paper was Sophie Rosk. Upon finding the paper, the mom told the court, "This is when several of the pieces of the puzzle started coming together." Busanai noted that Rosk pleaded guilty in April to the attempted assassination of Kavanaugh. At that time, Rosk's attorneys indicated he began transitioning privately 2 years prior to being arrested for the assassination attempt. While Rosk's mother seeks leniency, prosecutors are asking the court to use the sentence to send a message that political violence will not be tolerated. Prosecutors said, "Deterrence in this case must send the message to all those who would plan to employ violence to achieve ideological ends, such as killing judges to change a judicial outcome. The message to be sent must make it explicitly and abundantly clear that the consequences for this criminal conduct, given its dangerousness and seriousness, are such that the ends never justify the means." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio, a member of the NRA and Gun Owners of America, and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and has a PhD in military history. Follow him on X, at R. Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at R. Hawkins at Breitbart.com.